Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. There are some school closings and delays. Not too many, but enough. You can go to kdkradio.com. KDK Storm Center always open, and we'll keep you posted. Paul, you and I talked yesterday about a number of things, and originally I wanted to invite Dr. Christian Conti, who is a licensed professional counselor, certified domestic violence counselor, and he has worked at the highest levels, anger management specialist. I said I wanted to talk to Doc about kind of resetting. This is a natural time that people set goals for the new year, try to make changes in their life and behavior. But when we begin the year with tragedy like we saw in New Orleans, it's a tough way to start a new year.
And at the time of the year, as you mentioned moments ago, that we're in the darkness more and the skies are cloudy and the weather's kind of nasty, right?
It things kind of compound. So Dr. Christian Conti is with us on the Big K Morning Show. Doc, good to have you with us. I know you had a really challenging year, and you're one of those looking forward to a better year ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. And yes, man, you hit the nail on the head with that. We had a year that was incredibly challenging, but we're very focused on this new year. Like, I think what you just said at the beginning is we could probably tie both of those things together, the looking forward to a new year, but also some of those tragic events that happened. So I got something cool for you. You know, I always try to bring you something good, Larry.
I always wait for it, yes.
Okay, so in the same way that people are listening to this station right now, there's lots of different shows that are going on, radio programs going on, but people are tuned to this frequency. And in the same way that you can dial into a frequency and tune into what you want, we can think of ourselves in the same way. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, so you want to be mindful to tune yourself to the frequency of the things that you want. That is so important. So we're going to use radio to help dial people in to the people they want to be.
And that's a great example, because a lot of times people will say, well, how you react is a choice. Things will happen to everybody that'll be challenging. But collectively, let's admit, Doc, we went through the most challenging, divisive year politically. They dumped more money in the state of Pennsylvania on the negative ads for politicians at all levels, exponentially more money here than most other states. And we just got hammered day in, day out over the course of last year. And it kind of has left a lot of people feeling just exhausted mentally, and then you start the new year with this tragedy in New Orleans. So how do we stem the tide, change the frequency, and look at life moving forward in a more positive light?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, that's a great observation of exactly what happened. When you think about soldiers coming back from war and the impact that it has on them because they're seeing intense things, neurologically, our brain isn't going to discern whether or not if we're watching terrible things or we're seeing horrible things, that's impacting us. And so tuning into the frequency that you want means something like this. The one thing we can all come back to is gratitude. And gratitude carried my family through what we went through. Like, in every instance, try to look for what you want or what you have, rather than for what you don't have or what you're afraid of. So one of the best ways to get yourself reset from seeing all that negativity is to start to go inward and say, what am I thankful for? I'm alive. Let me start with that. I can breathe. Let me start with that. And then start to extend your gratitude out for everything that you can imagine.
Dr. Connie, a friend of mine who's in recovery from addiction, has shared with me a couple of things that I have thought were really helpful to me. I'd like to hear your reaction to them. The first one is, when you find yourself in a tough spot like the one we're discussing, you could also ask yourself the questions, am I okay right now? Do I have what I need?
So I use that to help people in a really profound way. So think about this if you're struggling with anxiety. Anxiety has us worried about future events. So what I love about what the phrase you just used, am I okay right now? And I even just shifted just slightly and say, I am okay right now. I am safe right now. And I cannot tell you how many people throughout the world will write into me and tell me that that particular phrase really helps reset them around anxiety. Because think about it. Anxiety is saying, what if? What if this happens? What if that happens? And we're out there in some imaginary future that has not yet happened. So it's one thing to be mindful, which we all need to be, about these dangers of different things, and another thing to keep focusing on them. In this present moment, it is okay to say to yourself, I am safe, I am okay. I just want to talk one more quick piece to that, though. It's how you say it even in your own mind. So you don't want to say it in a panicked way. I am safe, like just literally, I am safe in this moment.
We're with Dr. Christian Conti, and then we find out, Doc, that this cyber truck explosion in front of a hotel, a Trump hotel, no less, in Las Vegas. And Paul, you reported that it was a suicide with a mission maybe to take more people with him when his wife, 6 days prior, and this is a decorated Green Beret on leave.
We're talking about a highly decorated soldier here. He won the gold, the Bronze Star, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he was awarded a Bronze Star, and 6 days before this, he finds out
his wife apparently confronted him about infidelity and said that the relationship was ending.
It shows you that no matter how well trained these some of our best heroes can be, emotional pain hurts. You know how many men I speak to throughout the country that are that they see that they think toughness that you can't have pain. But the truth is, emotional pain hurts, and it hurts everyone. It's all the more reason why, if anyone out there who is listening is struggling with any kind of, it's okay to talk about it with people and say, hey, I'm afraid, I'm scared. Like, that's a normal feeling.
And we would love for you to come in and share some time with us again in studio. I think it's really important, especially this time of year, Doc. But I may suggest if people are struggling and feel they're in a crisis level, 988 is kind of a 911 for mental health. 988 is that three-digit number you can utilize. And always appreciate your time and expertise, Doc. Thank you.
Well, I love talking with you. I appreciate you. And I will definitely try to figure out time to come in and sit in the studio with you.
I know you're busy. You're helping all these people. Anger management. Every time I think of you in the car and I think of you want to shout out or give a half a peace sign, I think, no, Doc would say, no, don't do that.
That's awesome. Half a peace sign.
All right. Give my best to your bride and have a great weekend, Doc.
I will. Talk to you soon. Happy New Year, everyone.
And a